In writing a book, the author described himself as the disciple whom Jesus loved. But now, in writing the book of Revelation, the Apostle John describes himself as a companion in tribulation. Why? Has Jesus stopped loving him? Oh, no! 2 Timothy 3:12 says, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." Is that strange? No. For it's written in 1 Peter 4:12 and 13, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy." John Bunyan was ordered, "Stop preaching the gospel." But he refused. He was imprisoned. Oh, it was hard. One day he saw his blind daughter selling shoelaces he had made in prison to feed his family. It broke his heart. But from his prison experience came that most wonderful book, Pilgrim's Progress. Martin Luther was imprisoned. From that imprisonment came the translation of the Bible into the German language. Paul was imprisoned in the Mamertine prison. From that experience came the book of Philippians. Moses wrote the first 5 books of the Bible in the wilderness. David wrote many of the Psalms while he was pursued by Saul. And John wrote the book of Revelation while exiled. This brings to our mind Romans 8:28. "We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." Now, we'll consider Revelation 1:9-20, remembering that this was written while John was in exile. Let's look at Revelation 1:9. John wrote, "I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ." Oh, what humility! He said, "I, John, whom am your brother," and he adds, "your companion or sharer." There are some leaders who command forward. They stay in the rear, not John. He said, "Follow." He shared in their sorrows and bore the brunt of it. Where was he? He was on the Isle of Patmos. This was a small island, rocky and rough, desolate and dangerous. It was 10 by 6 miles, and John was there, though he was very old, and he was forced to work in the mines. Why was he there? For preaching. Was he grumbling? Oh, no. He was glorifying God. Was he worrying? No. He was worshiping. Now, while he was imprisoned, his spirit wasn't. Even in exile, Christ was with him. Did not our Lord say, "Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness"? When Daniel was in the lion's den, when the Hebrews were in the fiery furnace, our Lord was with them. And our Lord is with you, Christian. you will never be without sorrow, but thank God, you will never be without the Savior in your sorrow. Our Lord promises, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. The Apostle John wrote, I, John, who am also your brother and companion in tribulation. Now the word tribulation comes from a Latin word which means a flail that was used to separate the wheat from the chaff. In our tribulation, what is our Lord doing? He is separating the wheat from the chaff in our lives. The Apostle John said that he was in the kingdom. Now, how does one come into the kingdom of God? There's only one way. The Bible says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Having been born again, John was in the kingdom. Now, what was he doing there? He was worshiping the Lord. For it's written in verse 10, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. You see, a Christian carries his spiritual atmosphere with him wherever he goes. Now, he was there on which day? The Lord's day. That is the first day of the week. Though he was away from his congregation, he wasn't away from his Christ. And while he was worshiping, he heard a great voice as of a trumpet. The Lord often speaks to us. But are we listening? Maybe it's because we're not still. For it's written in Psalm 46:10, be still. Still, and know that I am God. Maybe you're not listening because you're not cleansed. Think of Isaiah. He said in Isaiah 6:1, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne. Then he saw his sins, and he cried, woe is me, for I am undone. When he confessed his sins, he was cleansed. For he said this precious thing in verse 6. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth, and said, lo, this hath touch thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Then what happened? He said, I heard the voice of the Lord. You see, before he heard the voice of the Lord, he had to be cleansed. Want to hear the voice of the Lord? Why don't you ask the Lord to cleanse you? When you're cleansed, you too will hear the voice of the Lord.